Good morning. Let's turn to James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. We just we pray, God, that you would come and speak to us. I pray, Father, for your blessing upon each and every person that's here. And, Lord, this morning we just want to resist the devil and all his attacks and his schemes. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for the authority that we have in you, and we just want to bless this time instead with your presence and your light and your joy. So thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just wanted to speak to you a little bit about spiritual warfare and kind of the authority that we have in Jesus Christ against demonic forces. So we know that the spiritual world is real, right? We know that there are demonic forces and angelic beings, you know, and that's just as real as like this podium would be. Even though we cannot see it, Pastor Sam has taught on this, Pastor Jimmy a few times have come and taught on this, but we're spiritual beings first, and we're having a temporary human experience or a physical experience, right? So we know that the spiritual world is real. And if you turn to 1 Peter with me, you guys have all heard this. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." So here, Peter tells the believers that there is an adversary, right? The devil, who is prowling around, to seeking to devour you, to destroy you, and to really bring you down. And from this passage, it sounds like it's not necessarily talking about physical suffering, because he says, endure the physical suffering. But maybe when the enemy comes, because we've experienced it in our lives, I'm sure. When the enemy comes, he always messes with your mind, right? He brings about like discouragement or depression, or just he takes away the will or the fight that is left in you. And he tries to really bring us down. And so he says, yeah, there is the devil who is prowling around like a roaring lion, and he's seeking someone to devour. And again, just a reminder that, yes, the spiritual world is real, and this spiritual warfare is real, and there is the enemy out there who is seeking to harm us. And if you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, this is the armor of God. You know, Paul tells us here that you need to put on the armor of God, because our warfare, our struggle, is not against flesh and blood. And one fact that we need to remember is that it is a struggle, it's a battle. It doesn't just come if you don't do anything. But if you struggle and if you fight for it, we have the tools that God has given us to live victoriously. He says in verse 16, right? He says, "Take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one." That's the way New American Standard says it, the flaming missiles. And that's what the enemy brings against us. He's bringing flaming missiles, flaming arrows to try to sting us and to try to hurt us, basically. And where am I going with this today? I just wanted to remind us that there are demonic forces that's out there. There is spiritual warfare. There is the flaming arrows of the evil one that he's bringing against. And there is an enemy seeking to devour us. But the scripture is clear in the passage that we read today, right? James chapter 4, verse 7. God says to us through this book that if we submit to God and if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. Right? This is the kind of authority that God has given to us as believers in him. You guys remember when Dr. Kraft was here and he was teaching us about inner healing, and he dealt with a little bit about deliverance ministry. And for me, it was so cool to hear him teach, because he's had years and years and years of experience dealing with the demonic and bringing spiritual warfare and stuff. And he reminds us that you don't have to be loud, or you don't have to be of certain personality to be, you know, fighting against the devil and to be resisting the devil and bringing him down, right? When Dr. Kraft taught on authority, he said all you have to do is just speak it out with faith, of course, in you or in God, that he has the authority over the devil and that he has given us that authority, and he just speaks it. So he's not going to yell out at the devil. He's not going to try to just be louder or stronger in that sense, but he just knows who he is, and he just calmly, if it's breaking off generational curses, he'll just calmly say, whatever generational things that have been passed down, we just break that in Jesus' name. And he says that usually is enough to destroy all the powers of the devil, because there is so much authority that God has given to us. And he, in his book, I Give You Authority, I don't know if I shared it here, but he gives us this illustration. So he says, imagine your house is being robbed, right? Imagine thieves have come, your house is being robbed, and so you call the policeman to come. And so the police get to the scene of the robbery, and the robber is there. He's doing all his stuff. The policemen come, but instead of using their authority to stop what is happening in the house, the policemen decide that they're going to sing about their authority, and they're going to dance about their authority, and they're going to just rejoice in the fact that they have this authority, but they never take action to actually stop the robbers using the authority that has been given to them. And Dr. Kraft says, he's actually quoting from Dean Sherman, who wrote in his spiritual warfare book, and he says, that's the picture of so much of the church today, because we have been given this incredible authority by God. And why has he given it to us? Part of it is to partner with him in destroying the works of the enemy. And yet we don't exercise it. We will sing about it, and we know about it. We learn about it, but we don't actually go out there to destroy the works of the enemy, to resist. And this is recently I heard a sermon by Mike Bickle of International House of Prayer, and he was talking about the power basically of declaring in faith, and he was also talking about resisting the enemy. And this is just an example he gave. He said, you gather 1,000 believers in a meeting, and you declare healing over the sick, then some of the 1,000 will receive healing. Whereas if you gather 1,000 believers and no one declares anything, then nothing will happen, because nothing was declared. And that's talking about the kind of the role that we have to partner with God in bringing about his will and his kingdom on this earth. And he says, you declare that. I mean, God can work sovereignly, of course. We're not saying God is limited to, I mean, that's just not true. God can do whatever he wants to do. But he chooses to work with people. He chooses to partner with people, right? And he says, you gather 1,000 believers and you declare the healing of the Lord over them, then some of them that are sick will receive healing. Whereas if you don't do anything, then nothing will get done. And so, why am I saying this? I just want to encourage you that we should be resisting the enemy during our day. And the whole point of the Ephesians 6 passage about the armor of God is so that we will extinguish the flaming missiles of the evil one. And I think a lot of us, out of ignorance or maybe even out of laziness, we just don't declare our victory over the enemy. And we don't resist him as much as maybe we can. And sometimes we're having to live with the attacks that come and the flaming missiles that come. And instead of resisting it and overcoming it, we just endure it, but we endure it unnecessarily, you know? I believe there are things that if we were to just step out in faith and we just say, God, I submit to you and I resist whatever is happening and I forbid what the enemy is doing, maybe we can walk in more victory than we are now. Because we're not declaring it, we're not resisting it. And, you know, Dr. Kraft is so humble, right? And he says, yeah, I don't know if this is the enemy or not, but this is what I'll say. He says, if this is the enemy, I command you to stop it, or I forbid you from doing it. You know, so he says, because he's warning us against this super spiritual, like, assuming that there is a demon behind everything. But he says, yes, we don't know for sure. So you just declare and you say, hey, if this is the enemy, I command you to stop it. And he speaks to the spirit world in that sense. And he says many, many times he has experienced the power that's behind him speaking those words in faith in God, right? So... And I believe I have experienced it in my life. Ever since reading that book, I've been declaring that, and I've been reading Ephesians 6 every morning to put on my full armor to resist the devil. And I believe I'm walking in a more of a freedom, even like worship practice yesterday. And I mean, it doesn't always happen, so I'm not saying you declare it and it's like magic formula and the enemy forces are gone forever. But, like, we had worship practice, and I just really blessed the time before we practiced, and I resisted the enemy. Like I said, no disruption. I forbid the enemy from coming to us. We had the most efficient, effective practice yesterday. We're done in 1 hour, and we were able to go through everything, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. And so, I don't want us to get misguided and think, oh, yeah, God has given us this incredible power to not have to experience any bad thing that comes our way. That is not true, right? We know that the Christian life and the power that Christ gives us is not a power just to run away from hardship. It's to endure it, and he gives us a stronger back to endure and to grow through it. But some of the attacks of the enemy, some of the flaming missiles of the enemy that comes our way, and some of the things that the enemy is doing to try to devour us, I think if we just submit to God and resist him, and we take up our shield of faith, it's meant to extinguish that flaming missile, right? That's according to Scripture. The purpose of that passage is that, yeah, we would take up the shield of faith and extinguish what the enemy is doing. And so this, just today, you know, I encourage you to do that, you know, to just declare to the spirit realm, so to speak, to the enemy spirit, to say, hey, I forbid you from moving in my life, and I forbid you, I command you to stop bothering with me, and if this is the enemy, stop it. And you take, you know, we should take our authority that we have and resist as much as we can, and we won't have to go through unnecessary just enduring of suffering that the enemy is trying to bring against us. So I think Samantha is going to come and lead us in worship. Let's just close our eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. Let's pray for our church. I know there's always people, right, members of our body that's going through a tough time, and some of it could be the works of the enemy, right? Some of it could be just the flaming missiles and just this enemy trying to devour our members. So let's just pray on behalf of our church members. If you know of anyone specifically that's going through a tough time, let's just pray for them on behalf of them and resist the enemy to stand in the gap. And if you don't know anyone specifically, just pray for the church. There are people going through tough times and stuff, so just pray. So let's just lift up our church together and our brothers and sisters together. Let's also pray for our house churches meeting today. There's Robinson Road House Church, McDaddy House Church, Kowloon House Church, Tregunther House Church, and Causeway Bay. So five house churches today. Let's just pray that God would really minister to people there, and it'll be a really good time for them. So let's just pray for our house churches tonight. Let's pray for our missions focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for the Chongs. Let's pray for the Basarabas, Steve and Janine and their kids, Pastor Sam Kim's orphanage up in Chichihar, and also the Zengsheng organization, their orphanage in Fujian. And let's pray also, please, if you can pray for my parents as well in Qingdao. And Truman River. We're trying to discern what God wants us to do there. So let's pray for China. And let's also pray for China as a nation, that God would really bless this nation and the house church movement there and stuff. So let's just pray for China. lastly, let's pray for the building search. Let's pray for the committee, and let's pray that God would really lead us as a church in this time. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you for the authority that you have given to us. And we just want to exercise that authority. And we submit to you, Lord, our mind, our will, our emotions. God, we want to humble ourselves before you. And we resist the enemy, God, and the works of the enemy, Lord, this morning. And so we just forbid enemy disruption and distraction, discouragement, and negative thoughts that come from the enemy. We just forbid that right now in Jesus' name over any of us. And I just pray, God, for your blessing, Lord. I want to bless everyone that's here, Lord, with your presence and with your light and your joy, your favor, God, with them wherever they go. And Father God, help us to really love you and to worship you, God, and to make everything of our lives and of this day today just may be about glorifying you and really living for you. So Holy Spirit, lead us and speak to us, God, and we thank you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.